The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "To you who hear, I say, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you. To the person who strikes you on one cheek, offer the other one as well. And from the person who takes your cloak, do not withhold even your tunic. Give to everyone who asks of you, and from the one who takes what is yours, do not demand it back. Do to others as you would have them do to you. For if you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners do the same. If you lend money to those from whom you expect repayment, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners and get back the same amount. But rather, love your enemies and do good to them, and lend, expecting nothing back. Then your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High, for he himself is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Stop judging, and you will not be judged. Stop condemning, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and gifts will be given to you, a good measure, packed together, shaken down and overflowing will be poured into your lap. For the measure with which you measure will in turn be measured out to you." The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good evening, brothers and sisters. Oh, that was weak. Once again, good evening, brothers and sisters. See, that's more like it. Now, isn't it nice to have all that Bishop's Lenten Appeal stuff out of the way? Yes or yes? Yes. Now, brief, abbreviated little thought for you here this week. There's enough here in this gospel that I could give an entire homily on every single line. No exaggeration. There's enough here in this gospel that we could pray about this and think about this for the rest of our lives. No exaggeration. But seeing as how we don't have nearly enough time to do all of that in just one evening, I thought rather we could focus on the one line in this gospel that is the most important of all, namely, forgive and you will be forgiven. Let's think about that for just a moment. Forgive and you will be forgiven. Most of us know that we are very, very much in need of God's forgiveness. Most of us know that we are very, very much in need of God's forgiveness. And that's good. That's actually good news, because Jesus has promised us that he's going to forgive us, and abundantly, right? His mercy is from age to age on those who fear him. Every sin you could possibly commit in your entire life, think of it as a drop of water, and God's mercy is like the ocean in comparison. He forgives. However, there's one little string attached. God forgives you on condition that you forgive other people the same way that you want God to forgive you. This is what we mean every time we say the Our Father and we pray that line, "Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us." And you want to know what? It's a kind of holy blackmail, you know, because you don't have a choice. I don't know about you, but I don't want to go to hell. And that means you don't have a choice. You've got to forgive. So let's take a closer look at what it means to forgive. Forgiveness is such a lovely idea, isn't it? I'm all in favor of it. It's the loveliest idea in the world until you have something to forgive. Then it's a very hateful idea. Then it's an obnoxious idea. But you know what the most troublesome thing of all about forgiveness is that people think forgiveness is an emotion. Now, even devout people, Even people, they come to Mass every week and they pray every day and they receive the sacraments regularly. And I found this to be the case. People think that if you don't feel warm feelings about somebody who's hurt you, that means you haven't forgiven them. And I want to tell you, that's false. Forgiveness is not a feeling. Forgiveness has nothing to do with feelings. Forgiveness is a choice. It's very simple. I choose not to hold this against you. That's all it means. Pope John Paul II, he once said, "Mercy is love's other name." I once told you before, hopefully several times, that love is not a feeling. Love is a decision. And if mercy is love's other name, and if forgiveness is the expression of mercy, then forgiveness is not a feeling. And we want to understand that very, very well. You know, somebody came to me once. They asked me a question that really floored me. I'd never heard this question asked before. They asked me, "Why does God want us to forgive each other? I mean, explain to me how that's good." Really floored me. Because we spend our whole lives hearing, you know, you're supposed to forgive and you're supposed to forgive. But I never once stopped to ask the question, why? So this person says to me, "Why doesn't God want us to get even? I mean, gosh, at least that's fair. Two wrongs don't make it right, but darn sure makes it even." That's what they said. Did you know that's a perfectly fine question to ask? Don't be afraid to answer that question and ask that question of yourselves. Answering that question is going to help you forgive. So, why does God want us to forgive each other? Why does he just want us to get even? There's three reasons why, but let me lead you into it by telling you a tiny little story. True story now. In our area, a few years back, there was a terrible crime. A young girl, about middle school age, was walking home from school. She did this every day. She lived within walking distance from school, so they figured, you know, why bus, why ride? She would walk home every day. Except for one day, she never arrived home. She vanished. She vanished for weeks. Weeks later, they found her. And everyone's worst suspicions were confirmed. She'd been attacked. She'd been killed. Dead body been thrown in the woods. A terrible, terrible crime. And it made the news. And when it made the news, a man approached the parents of that little girl who'd been killed. And he wanted those parents to know that he too had a daughter who'd been killed. And his grief ruined his life. He said, "The only thing I could think about was the murder and my anger and my resentment. I couldn't concentrate. I lost my job. I couldn't change the subject. I lost my friends. I couldn't eat properly. I couldn't sleep properly. I lost my health. It almost cost me my life." And the parents heard the man say this and they thought to themselves, "Oh my goodness, that's the path that we're walking down." And they realized they didn't have a choice. Unless they wanted to go down that path themselves, they had to learn how to forgive. So why does God want us to learn how to forgive? Three reasons why. First of all, forgiveness is the antidote to bitterness. Unforgiveness is a kind of self-punishment by which the innocent punishes themselves for the crimes of the guilty. Either you learn how to forgive, or you're going to spend the rest of your life stewing in your own bitterness. Forgiveness is freedom. And God made you to be free. It's the first reason why God wants you to forgive. Here's the second. It's because other people deserve freedom too. You know, people who do wrong things, people who hurt you, people who commit crimes, they're not necessarily sorry on day one, are they? No. But if they have a conscience, someday they will be sorry. And they deserve to be free too. And the only way in which they're going to feel free is if they know that they've been forgiven. That's why God wants us to forgive other people. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Here's the third reason. God wants us to forgive other people because he wants us to be like him. He makes his rain fall on the just and the unjust alike. He's good to the kind. He's good to the wicked. God calls us to be just like him. And sometimes people hear this and they say to me, "Yeah, that's not fair. God only forgives me if I'm sorry for what I did, and I've got to forgive other people even when they're not sorry, and that's not fair. You ever heard that before? I don't know, maybe you have to be a priest. People tell priests things like that all the time. Do you know that's not true? God always has his hand of forgiveness extended to you at all times. But you know what God wants? Reconciliation. That's what God wants. He wants the two of you back together again. That only happens when we repent, yes. But the hand of forgiveness is always extended. And so God asks us to always extend the hand of forgiveness, whether they take it or not. Because he wants us to be merciful, just like he is merciful. Forgiveness does not mean that you've forgotten. You've heard people say forgive and forget? Of course you have. Do you know that's not in the Bible? Jesus never said forgive and forget. He never said it. It's not in the Old Testament. It's not in any of the writings of the saints. Do you know where the phrase forgive and forget came from? Don Quixote. It's by Miguel de Cervantes. He's the origin of that phrase. Jesus never said forgive and forget. Forgiveness doesn't mean you've forgotten. It also doesn't mean that your relationship is healed. It also doesn't mean that your trust is reestablished. It also doesn't mean that there's not justice. My favorite story for this is John Paul II. Some of us confess to be old enough to remember when John Paul II was almost assassinated, May of 1981. A man named Mehmet Ali Aka, a Turkish national with ties to the Kremlin, stood in St. Peter's Square and shot Pope John Paul II at point-blank range, his gun pointed right to his heart. It's an absolute miracle that he survived. And then the Pope shocked the world by going to that prison and forgiving his would-be assassin. Shocked the world. But you know what the Pope didn't do? He didn't try to get him out of jail. Forgiveness does not mean there's not justice. It means one thing and one thing only, and you can do this. It means saying from your heart, from your mind, from your words, I do not hold this against you. Don't waste the days of your life stewing in bitterness. It's a waste of life. Be merciful as your heavenly Father is merciful. Forgive and you will be forgiven. And you've just stamped your ticket to heaven if you've done that. You've just stamped your ticket to heaven. Because the measure with which you measure will in turn be measured back to you. Amen.